Proclamation number 7777 of 20th of December, 1960. God's address is a great grace. The grace you receive is immeasurably great when you hear my direct address from above, when you are called to hear the Father's voice who wants to testify to His love for His children. This grace is immeasurably great, for all of you humans are still far too distant from that degree of love which justifies such an address, which makes you worthy to hear me myself. But my love for you is also immeasurably great, and it expresses itself because it cannot help but give itself away, but to make the one happy who is still in adversity and misery. And you humans are in this adversity, you are in danger of getting lost, i.e., of languishing at a distance from me for an infinitely long time again, when you have already come so close to me that you only need to cover a short distance in order to reach me. Yet this knowledge is alien to you if you are not informed of it through my love. And whether you then believe it is still a matter of your own free will. For you yourselves determine the path you take until the end of your earthly life. But whatever I can do to guide you onto the right path, I will truly still do so that you will not get lost. And therefore my love is constantly concerned about you, and it expresses this concern in the direct address. The Father does not cease to admonish and warn His children, to instruct them and to make His love known to them in every way. For I don't want you to get lost, I want you to be blessed and only ever increase your bliss. I want to win my children for myself who are already eternally distant from me. Yet this is difficult because free will must remain with you. Otherwise my might would have reached its aim long ago, but then you would never be able to attain the perfection which free will can achieve. And thus I want to tell you that my love will never stop helping you to walk the path to perfection. I want to tell you that my love is too great to give you up. And if I don't achieve it in one redemption period, then I will certainly achieve it in several, but I will reach the aim of once being able to draw you to my heart as my children in all perfection. But to you, my living creations, I want to shorten the duration of your return to me, because you will have to travel difficult, thorny paths until you have reached the aim if you misuse your will again and disregard my great gift of grace. You cannot be lost if you make use of my grace. You cannot go astray if you let yourselves be addressed by me, if you willingly listen to me, if you let my words go to your heart and then lead your way of life according to my word. Then I will recognize your goodwill and I can take care of you myself and be your rightful guide on your earthly path. I want to grant you every help, I want to guide your thinking correctly, I want to create all opportunities for you to serve with love. I will provide you with spiritual nourishment so that you will muster the strength to ascend. And thus I manifest myself to you in an unusual way, I truly bring you bread from heaven, I myself descend to you in a word. I make my presence so clear to you, and your faith could become so alive through it if only you lived in love at the same time and were thereby receptive to my direct address. But I want to prove myself to you, for you need such powerful aids in your spiritual adversity, and I truly do not hold back because I want you to recognize me, because I want you to experience my love, wisdom and might, which will be revealed to you at any time if only you want me to reveal myself to you. Just believe that you were created by a power and try to make contact with this power. And truly, It will reveal itself to you and you will also be allowed to experience its love and wisdom. For I want my living creations to learn to love me, because then they will also strive towards me and I will then certainly achieve my aim that they will reach perfection and return to me as my children, from whom they once originated. Amen.